the Magna Carta. On June 15th, 1215, in a field at Runnymede, King John affixed his seal to something called the Magna Carta. Confronted by 40 rebellious barons, he consented to their demands in order to avert civil war. Now note, these barons were gifted the lands by the king that they in turn rented to the peasants and were angry with the said king who ruled over them arbitrarily. Note, do remember that the king was propped up by the pope and the archbishop who convinced the people that the king was appointed by God only to secure their own positions. It is concerned with many practical matters and specific grievances relevant to the feudal system under which they lived. Now, again, a feudal system, also known as feudalism, is a type of social and political system in which landholders provide land to tenants in exchange for their loyalty and service to the king. The Magna Carta was a response to King John, who had decided arbitrarily that tradition didn't bind him. Whatever he says goes, even to the point of forcing taxes without any representation from the nobility in the land. They rose up to guard their ancient rights, the barons did, and forced the king to sign this particular document. It didn't grant anything new. It was merely a statement of what already was. What we have with the Magna Carta is the first written document identifying the rights of individuals. These rights had been handed down from one generation to the next orally. The Magna Carta signified a transition from orally transmitted rights to those written down for posterity. Some of the key rights identified in this document were: no tax can be imposed except by common council of the kingdom. Fines are to be according to the degree of the offense. Personal property cannot be taken without the consent of the owner. Witnesses are needed for the indictments against individuals. No death sentence, imprisonment, dispossession, or banishment without due process of law. Now, why were these traditional concepts upon which England operated? Where did they get these ideas? Back in 1965, a scholar named Helen Silving wrote an article in the Harvard Journal on legislation that brought to the light the basis for the Magna Carta. Here is what she wrote. An old document such as the Magna Carta is not only that which it was at the time of its conception, but also that which it becomes in the course of history. In this sense, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and the law. Our rights come from God, friends, not man, an idea rooted in the Bible which has dominated Anglo-American thoughts. The roots of the foundational document are found in the Bible. It is remarkable, indeed, and has an interesting bearing on the nature of our reactions to the Bible, that this has passed unnoticed while efforts have been made to connect our constitutional documents with Greek and Roman ideas. Whatever influence Greece and Rome had on the development of Western civilization, there was another influence far greater. The biblical foundation laid for centuries after Greece and Rome had disappeared as empires. It was this foundation primarily that guided the thinking of the American colonists as they fought the battle of ideas that led ultimately to a break with the mother country. The interests of the common man were hardly apparent in the minds of the men who brokered the agreement, but again, there are principles expressed in Magna Carta that resonate to this day. During the American Revolution, Magna Carta served to inspire and justify action in liberty's defense. The colonists believed that they were entitled to the same right as Englishmen, rights guaranteed in Magna Carta, They embedded those rights into the laws of their states and later into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Did you know that the founder's state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God, or the truth of the Christian religion, or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to kind of show you a little something that's going on here. You guys are all paying attention to the fact that Newsom right now is under attack by his own people in California. I just want to let you know, folks, he's a part of another scandal as far as redistricting the state of California, which, again, just reverts back to what we always told you, folks. Look who's profiting from this. Those are the ones that started the fire. I mean, just ask them. We can create a new world order out of the chaos. What? Out of the chaos that they create. Or it's called the Hegelian dialect, which means they kick in two steps and they back up one step, but they got the one step that they were looking for, and then they just incrementally work off of that until they're all the way in concerning what it is that they want. The reason I'm bringing up Gavin Newsom is again, friends, this guy's been busted under scandal after scandal after scandal, just like the rest of the politicians. But I want to let you know, while he's being highlighted right now concerning his next scandal, you do need to understand that this is how they are endorsing their candidates for the next presidency. This guy is arrogant. He's a narcissist. He is a full-blown communist. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that we're seeing a lot of this, and I'll highlight just a little bit more of what I'm talking about in a moment. But if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I just wrote an article called "To Have a Socialist Run for Office is to Reverse the Roles of Government in America." As a matter of fact, if you look at it constitutionally, it is a treasonous act. So in other words, those that they're promoting are treasonous towards the government and the institution of government that the Lord has established in this country. It is a treasonous act. Read Article 3, Section 3. Might I remind everybody, friends, that when those that serve we the people, when they put their hand on that Bible, which I make reference to quite a bit because it's important that you understand our foundations on common law, isn't it interesting that they put their hand on that Bible? But also keep in mind, at the end of their sworn oath, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, pay attention to the fact that when they're swearing their oath, they said that they would stand against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Okay. Then they say, so help me God. God will hold them to that, but he prefers his church to do that. That's God's mercy right there to the church to bring into the light, Luke 12:2. And he looks to the church to execute his laws unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Okay, and again, that's found in Isaiah 51, verse 4. Also read 5:15 of Amos as well when you get a moment. But the reason I'm bringing this up, folks, is he's not being demoted. He's being promoted right now, just like walls, okay? When they're committing the crimes that they're committing right now, friends, you got to keep in mind that they are promoting them. They're casting this in your teeth. They want to give you the message that you have no power to stand against them in any sense of the word. So let me go over to this next point that I wanted to bring up is the fact that now we're finding that this guy, this said socialist, this creepy-looking joker, Omar Fatih, who was endorsed by the former mayor, who's a sodomite, like I've told you 20 years ago, but you didn't want to listen to that neither. Most people don't. The Muslims are riding methodically on the coattails of the sodomites. And the sodomites is felonious activity in this country. In other words, instead of the law and the people standing up and condemning their crime, they're at war with God. They're at war with the law that exposes their crime. And what they're doing is reversing what real love is to magnify the law. And what they're doing is teaching people how to hate the law, and they're actually teaching people that love is hate and hate is love. You can put that up against Isaiah 5:20 as well. But this guy right here in the state of Minnesota, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, he's been, they just pulled away their endorsement from him again for another scandal that he's a part of. But what's interesting about it is how the mainstream media continuously highlights these socialists, those that are coming into America to conquer America. They're given all the attention that they need, just like a Walls, just like a Ilhan Omar, just like a Keith Ellison. They're all under scandal right now. They're all under investigations. As a matter of fact, the said governor of the state of Minnesota, who was not elected by the people, but who was in fact installed by the CIA, and now he's talking about running for a third term in the state of Minnesota. It's interesting how he remains. He has over 50, listen to me carefully, over 50 open investigations right now on him alone. And yet everybody's being accused of the crimes that he, Ellison, and Ilhan Omar are responsible for committing. They're using the Muslims as a front, friends, to commit the crimes. As a matter of fact, if you look at this scandal, which is over $250 million, that's your money, by the way. Americans, that's your money that they're stealing. That's your money that the illegals are using and stealing on the behalf of corruption that's tolerated in the halls of government. That is a fact, okay? But again, I want you to understand they're using them as a front. 46 of the 47 that were charged in this scandal, which, by the way, Ellison was caught on tape talking about how he's basically going to defend the people that are implementing this scandal before they were busted for the scandal. 46 of the 47 all have Muslim names, okay? This is why they want to bring them into the country. So with that said, friends, I want you to understand that going back to Gavin Newsom, going over to Tim Walz, going back over to these that are exposed for their scandals, another one is Donald Trump is being exposed again. More women are coming out. Now there's 27 women on record. There's more that are coming forward. One lady and her friend are out there. They've been violated since they've been in 10 and 12 years old concerning the Epsteins. And somehow or another, it's not even being talked about. Some guy, as a matter of fact, posted, which I kind of got a kick out of, to be quite honest with you. He had posted that the Epstein list disappeared faster than the bullet hole in Trump's ear. Yeah, if you want to believe that nonsense. Okay, so well, with that said, instead of the people standing up in this country and bringing justice upon the heads of the guilty, the hundreds of millions of people in this country tolerate the crimes of the one or two. What I brought up yesterday. Also wanted to highlight this concerning what is going on in the state of Minnesota. Again, Speaker Lisa DeMuth, this goes beyond a failure of oversight. In other words, it was purposed. It was contrived. It is a conspiracy. The governor, Tim Walz's administration, and legislative actively fought against fraud prevention measures for years, including the bipartisan Inspector General bill just months ago. Okay, folks, so literally they're telling on you, and here we have our said representatives literally standing back almost like, okay, he's the one that committed the crime, he's guilty of the crime, his fingerprints are all over this new scandal. And they look at each other like, well, who's going to enforce the law? I mean, after all, isn't that what we're here to do? No. The mainstream media gets involved. They begin to browbeat the people that are exposing them for their crimes. And then it just fades away again and again and again. You're adding wrath, friends, to yourself by allowing them to heat this up. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. You know, there's a couple of things I actually want to show you, and I just feel led to do so, Romans 8:14. So with that, I want to ask you the question, because it really does blow my mind. I just told you I did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com that to have a socialist run for office is to reserve the roles of government. It's to reverse them. To reverse the roles of government in America. How many of those that claim to be said socialists are in office today? Did you know, according to Article 3, Section 3, that is, in fact, an act of treason? Put that up against Article 2, Section 3, under Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause. But what's amazing to me is what's interesting, because we're hearing this Zoran from this guy running for mayor in New York, and Fatah running for mayor in the state of Minnesota in Minneapolis here. What's interesting to me is that we see these people come from foreign countries asking America for asylum, that is from their oppressive and destructive measures of their said governments that they allegedly sought asylum from. Then they come into America, they get the help that they need, then they attempt to implement the very government here in America that they fled from while they run for office. I mean, sincerely, how ignorant, self-inflicting, and blind can these people be? Read Proverbs 13:13. More importantly, how ignorant are the American people in letting them attempt to do so in the first place? How is it that the people in the country sit back and allow this to go on? And again, remember, it's the mainstream media giving them all of the attention that they want. Remember, Americans, you're the problem concerning this global initiative. Now, let me go ahead and play this for you. Again, if you want to check it out on social media platforms, that's fine. If not, you're going to hear everything everybody's going to see. Okay? Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Here is one that is, in fact, endorsing one of these individuals that wants to create a socialist system of government. First of all, they're not qualified. Y'all with me? They're not qualified constitutionally to run for office. That's it. The media gives you the illusion that they can run for office, and that if they win office, then they're there legitimately. No, the only way that they get away from that, friends, is keeping you away from doing your own homework, because it's unconstitutional. Hence, it is illegal. But again, what I'm going to play for you right now is an individual speaking on the behalf of Mr. Fatah, running for the mayor in Minneapolis. Again, tell me if you can understand what's going on here. But these are the people that sought out American help. They sought out asylum in America. Does it sound like, friends, that they are here to assimilate to our ways of life? Or are they here to, like they say, conquer? Listen carefully.
The shame. Congresswoman at the shame.
Yeah.
See the Rakosova the Bahnei. Hadaba Umar Wakahumahayo. Virginia Kububa Lukudalai. Like he's a one adopt Garene. See the Rawapa the Machogine. Mazat the shame.
Okay, so here's the other illusion. Is the mainstream media wants you to believe, isn't it interesting? The mainstream media televises the debates concerning their hand-picked options, ignoring the thousands of legitimate options. They hand-pick them, put them up in front of you, and then they play out WWF at its very worst. Now, what's even worse than that is they put guys up like this, okay, to overthrow. They're using them as a political battering ram to upend who we are as a people. Remember what John Adams said, in contrast. Our Constitution is made for only a Christian people, a moral and a Christian people. He said it's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. These are the ones that want to rule the roost. But what you also need to pay attention to is not only does the mainstream media that you allow to drive the narrative, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, said Stalin, and it's exactly what they're doing by trying to legitimize these that are unqualified for office in the first place by trying to get you to believe that they're qualified, okay? They televise the debate. Then what they do, nobody believes the media. Remember 86% of the American people don't believe the media? They televise the debate. They put them both up as legitimate candidates that the people didn't pick, but the powers that are tolerated picked and threw up there in this uniparty system. And then what they do, and the American people have the audacity to go right along with it to their own demise, right? What do? Then they give you the results of the polling that takes place in the state they would have you believe. Why am I saying that? Because I'm here to tell you right now, folks, nowhere in the country do they have the numbers concerning the number of Muslims in a society to go ahead and put up their favorite candidate to win a position such as a mayor in any city of the United States of America. What are they doing? Just like themselves. I'll stop right there. Do you remember for years I said on this show, I said, you know how the left-right paradigm is unconstitutional. Everybody knows that. I reiterate it purposely so I can expose the fact that you're being lied to. It is a language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. You all know that. But what's crazy about it, folks, is when they put them up, then what they do is they give you the number of people that voted for them. They don't have the numbers. And remember what I told you years ago, and I've been saying it ever since. You know what they call the left in America? Right? They sell them as the bad guys. The real bad guys are the right on the right side. Why? Because they're claiming to be the right when, in fact, the left is the fruit of the right. You just haven't figured that out yet, and they bank on the fact that you're not going to figure it out. Matthew 5:13. But what's insane about it is, friends, they're telling you that the Muslims in the United States, number one, have a right to take office and conquer under the name of Allah, which, again, it runs antithetical to who we are as a people. Then they tell you that there's the voting numbers have been taken across the United States, and in this particular case, in the state of Minnesota, that somehow or another, they, all the Muslims, voted their favorite candidates in the face of others. And then what does the media do? They sit there and say, well, the Christians didn't get out and vote, which is in part, it's just the lack of Christianity, friends. That's all it is. But that's not the point. The point is they're rigging the polls every step of the way. You can cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go to Heritage USA. And go to voter fraud. Thousands upon thousands have been convicted of the crime of voter fraud. Oh, including this guy that's running for the mayoral position in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Do you understand that all of this is predicated on a lie? All of this is, it's the same thing that's going on with the presidential contenders. They're hand-picked, they're hand-delivered. All the legitimate contenders and the 1,100, 1,200 other individuals that are legitimate candidates to run for the presidency are completely suppressed and censored, just like I am. Just like I am for the most part. Why? Because they don't want you to be educated. They want you to go along with their narrative. They want to lead you about by the nose so they can keep overthrowing who we are. That's why they don't teach the Constitution in schools. This is why the Constitution's not talked about with your favorite conservatives. It may be with tongue-in-cheek just thrown out there, but they're not explaining what the Constitution says. And I'm talking about even making reference to the laws found within that condemn the crimes of what the mainstream media is endorsing continuously. No, it's about overthrowing who you are. But again, this is my point. Do you remember for years I told you they're going to pull in the illegals from different countries because they don't have the numbers that they want you to believe that they have. How many times have I said that on this show? Do you understand the culmination, the culminating numbers here concerning those that are trying to overthrow we the people in this country? Do you realize 345 million people that it's only 1.7% of the population that are overthrowing us? And how are they doing it? That's all you have to do is listen to Saul Alinsky. And what did he say? He said, cause the enemy, that's us, 345 million people, cause us to believe, they want, the bad guys want us to believe that they have more support than the 345 million people in this country. The 1.7% of the population that's overthrowing this country, that's allowed to overthrow this country through deceptive measures. Do you understand those that are being used to overthrow you are only in the 1.7 percentile rate? Did you hear me, 345 million people? No, that's why they have all these agencies that are used to target or to be leveled at anybody that dares stand up and speak out the truth concerning the crimes of what they're guilty of. And what do? The media gets right there and they grab a hold of it, they blow it up, and they try to get everybody else to be scared off. Smite the shepherd and the sheep will flee, right? Is that what they do? Oh, they do it all day long, Americans. They do it all day long. Listen to me. They don't have the numbers. The candidates they're offering you up are not legitimate. And the numbers they're giving you through voting polling, friends, just happens to be premised on voter fraud. It's that simple. Wake up, folks.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What say you? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Just talking about how it's all premised on lies. I mean, just think about it. The powers that are tolerated, they give you the options, right? And then once they give you the options, what do they do after that, friends? Then they tell you who the people voted for. This all coming from the media that you don't believe? I've been telling you for 20 years they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. I told you that they were going to bring in the illegals. It's exactly what they did. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Now you have sleeper cells throughout the United States of America, and you're acting like somebody else did it outside of your own said representative government that I'm covering right now, that they put in place to overthrow who we are That's a fact. Here, let me give you a prime example. Milwaukee hires convicted murderer to lead violence prevention office. No joke. Milwaukee just hired Adam Procell, a convicted murderer and gang member, to be in charge of its Office of Violence Prevention. This is a prime example of who's in office today. And no matter how many times they get busted for their crimes, it's only, again, a reflection of what the people in this country tolerate. What do? They do it again. Just like I continuously, they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, they're going to do it again, and over and over and over again. Here, let me show you something else that's going on, speaking about they're going to do it again. Outside of the fact that there's a whole slew of names, a whole plethora of names, once again, friends, of people that died just today or yesterday. Okay? And what are they doing? Are they reeling back? Absolutely not. They're pushing forward. They're seeking more control because they see the people, as Benjamin Franklin rightly said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. They've seen just a couple sheep, and what they do, the mainstream media highlighted the couple of sheep, and what do? They browbeated everybody else into submission, and the people believe it. They drank the Kool-Aid. Nonsense. Speaking of which, you know, they're talking about how Peter McCullough, he was doing some statistical conveyance over to the people in a congressional hearing recently. And what was interesting is how they found that in fact, the big pharmaceutical companies are responsible in a high percentage, 70-some percent of the vaccines were found to be the cause of the death of people that are no longer here today, right? Obviously. Well, what's also interesting to note, friends, is during that particular time when that came out, somehow or another, instead of them being held accountable for the crimes that they've committed against the people, namely the father of the vaccine, the one that said he saved 30 million lives, when in fact the opposite is true, but that's how he operates anyways. The sooner the American people understand that, the quicker this is going to go, friends. He's there telling you the opposite of what he's actually doing, right? He calls himself the father of the vaccine. Again, the point is, did they reel back? Absolutely not. They didn't reel back. I played a video for you yesterday from Tony Blair, that criminal that's been there far too long, talking about how we need to get a digital ID to basically track people that haven't taken their vaccines. Well, what does Donald Trump do outside of the fact that he's calls himself the father of the vaccine, and then he comes out with Operation Warp Speed, steals your money, gives it over to the pharmaceutical companies that were going broke, and all of a sudden, before you know it, America's under attack instead of the pharmaceutical companies, right? And I told you, if you don't deal with the corrupt, they're going to do it again. Well, that's exactly what they're doing, friends. Now they're demanding a digital system. And guess what? Right on cue, here comes Donald Trump with his big, beautiful bill. Aren't people paying attention? They're really not paying attention. This is truly the problem that we're having. People are just simply not paying attention. They're taking it for face value that what he's saying is exactly what he's doing, when in fact, friends, this would have never happened in a million years through treasonous Joe Biden. But somehow or another, Donald Trump gets a pass when he does it. Someone just posted this, and I want you to see it, and I want you to hear it. Trump's big, beautiful surveillance bill brought to you by the immigration crisis that they created, facial recognition, biometrics, AI tracking, artificial intelligence, just like the model in China that both myself and Tim told you was coming if you didn't put a stop to this. Now, look who's under attack. Is it the foreigners? Is it the illegals? Nope, they're the excuse. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that they're using ICE, an unconstitutional agency, to round up the illegals that they brought in. Did Donald Trump go after all of those mayors throughout the United States and those in federal government for illegally committing the act of treason by alluring them in? Absolutely not. I told you it was going to be the excuse for them to come after you. Now, what are they doing? They're using ICE. And what are they doing? They're throwing over state sovereignty. Do you understand? It doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. Americans are gluttons for punishment. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This guy right here from the World Economic Forum, by the way, Klaus Schwab, Somehow or another, he's not guilty of anything. This guy took his place. Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum, that madman, said that Donald Trump was doing a fantastic job. He sure is. I wish his idolaters would figure that out, Acts 12:22. But look at this, friends. Just one day after BlackRock head Larry Fink took over the WEF, they announced, listen to me, who's under attack here? They announced a plan to ban private car ownership in single-family homes. I could sign off right now. I could sign off right now. The man is a criminal. Do you hear these dictators, these oligarchs, telling you all what they're going to do to you? They're telling you you're not going to own your own home. How many times have I told you about those apartment complexes throughout the cities in the United States of America that are all being built around all of these corporations in these what they call 15-minute cities? Guess who's endorsing 15-minute cities under a different name? Donald Trump. Oh, I wish people would learn from history. History is repeating itself because the people don't learn from history, that dictators are always sold to the people as the good guys, only to find out that the opposite is true. Every single time. Every single time. Oh, I'm not done. I'm not done here, friends. This guy, Bill Gates, the world wants him hanging from a rope, literally, along with Anthony Fauci and others. But for some reason, Bill Gates, who is now a part of Donald Trump's administration. No surprise here. We tried to tell you they weren't going to retreat. Nope, they're going to come forward. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. As long as you're going to be soft, the communists are going to keep pushing forward. They feel your mush. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to keep going forward. It's when they feel your steel that you're not going to tolerate their injustices any longer, and you set them as a precedent and an example to the rest of them that we're not going to tolerate your crimes, Proverbs 16:6, that's when the American people begin to win. That's how you make America great again. Not this way. But look at this. Listen carefully. These are oligarchs. Nobody voted them in. Nobody voted them in. But the truth of the matter is, they are the ones buying off the politicians that have sold you off for 30 pieces of silver with a kiss. And it's exactly, write it down. Hey, folks, every show I've ever done, write it down, because it's a matter of time. It is a matter of time. And we're not going to keep you all scatterbrained and confused concerning every little scandal they throw at you, because just last week I went down a whole list of all the scandals since Donald Trump has reoccupied the People's White House once again, to all come to nothing. No justice in any one of their scandals. No justice. It just disappeared. Just disappeared. Here it comes, smoke and mirrors, just a distraction. Here's the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, to get you off of what really matters and what is really going on. And then before you know it, disappears. And here's another one. And they pick up the bone that the mainstream media throws to them. And then here comes another one. Then that one disappears. No one's ever brought to justice. You know who's brought to justice? The good guys. And it's not justice, it's injustice. Proverbs 17:15 tells us that it's an abomination. And the people in this country would rather sit back and allow an abomination to continuously push forward concerning their country and concerning their posterity and themselves, their kids and themselves, rather than to stand up and right themselves of the wrongs that have been done. They would rather suffer the abuse. Here, look at this one. Here's Bill Gates, another madman, no joke. Are you ready? Bill Gates declares the end of the smartphone era and unveils its surprising replacement. He's also the guy that is also forecasting another plandemic. Okay? I see people online say these people mean what they say. Here, I want to tell you something. So do I. Someone's going to get a hold of them sooner or later. And when it happens, the world's going to rejoice. Folks, I hate violence. I don't advocate for violence. But I'll tell you what, friends. For the number of people that they're responsible for in murdering through one of their conspired and contrived little plandemics, and how they continuously get away with it. Hey, folks, they've committed every treasonous act under the sun, and they're on the said president's administration. The guy's buying, Bill, speaking of Bill Gates, buying up all this land with the Chinese in North Dakota and throughout the United States of America, and Chinese-owned. Folks, all of that is nonsense. We had Alex Newman on the show yesterday talking about how the Muslims and the communists are being used to overthrow America. Of course they are. Hey, you know what's crazy, friends? It's how the people that create the wars, they never fight in them. It's always somebody doing their dirty work for them. Those that are doing their dirty work for them, when are you going to quit playing the fool? Seriously. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see you up there, Dev. I'll get you in 1 second. A guy by the name of Sidney Harris said, "History repeats itself, but in such cunning disguise that we never detect the resemblance until the damage is done." Oh, I know, because we've been told since we've been little kids. Through PBS radio or on television, we've seen the earmarks and the characteristics of a bad man. That's what they sold us. Look at this madman. He was, we've been raised up to believe that Adolf Hitler was this, that, and the other thing.
They don't tell you that 80% of the people in that country during that particular time were evangelicals that put them in power. Does that sound familiar, friends? They are not Christians, just like what's going on here. They are not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. Hey, let me say this. Folks, you're not going to convince me that somebody that calls himself a Christian and supports the likes of a, and I'm talking about this current administration, you know, regardless, because I'm going to get some idiot to say to me, oh, you're for Joe Biden. No, in your lack of capacity, you really believe that somehow or another, don't you? No, I'm not that stupid to cheerlead either side on because both sides are handpicked. But the point that I was going to make, friends, is that you sit here and you look at what's going on. I'm just going to, here, just for the sake of taking this call. Thanks for holding on for such a while there, Debbie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. I just kind of wanted to share a little short story, if I could.
Sure, sure.
Okay, I was at this fundraiser.
You got to talk into the phone, though, please. Debbie, you got to talk up a little bit more. Yep.
I think it's my phone. I was at a fundraiser a while ago, and they had the dinner. So they gave it table by table, go get your meal. Well, as I was sitting there, I'm at the end of the thing, and I said, oh, they're putting out dessert. I'm going to get my dessert. I went up and got my dessert. And then after I got mine, about five other people came up after me, then another five, then another five. And pretty soon, everybody got their dessert first instead of waiting the whole time for that first table to get to the food.
Yeah.
And my point is, it took one person to go up there and get a dessert before everybody came after them. And it's the same with this. It takes one person to show the change that we need to stand up and do absolutely something to get this done. And we can do it with God.
Amen. Well, you know, because really the truth is people know that they're being lied to, but they're passive about it. They give it a pass. They're tolerant. They're apathetic. And they don't realize that that is leading to their destruction. And that doesn't make a bit of sense. But going back full circle to what you just said, Debbie, I seen recently a sheep herder. He was leading his sheep to walk around this big, huge fire. Have you seen this? He was leading a sheep. I think there's about 100 sheep. And what he did is he led them straight into the fire, and then he taught them to walk around the fire and then through the fire. And the sheep did exactly what the shepherd did. And see, the problem is the people in America, basically, metaphorically speaking, in parallel, are those sheep that are following these self-proclaimed shepherds that are shepherds of hell, that are leading them right into destruction and into the fire and the destruction of their country, might I add, without even asking any questions at all. They just said, well, you know, that's what the people are voting for. Just had a guy just a minute ago say to me, well, that's what the people are voting for. No, they're not. That's not what they're voting for. If you think people are actually voting for someone to destroy their own country, you've got to be out of your mind. I'm not saying that there's not a couple, but the majority in this country would not even think of it. Even those that we would call leftists today, they wouldn't even think of voting for someone that's going to destroy their liberties. But they want to sell to me and you that somehow or another we're voting for our own destruction. Just don't believe it in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, I don't know how many times they need to be called out for the crimes that they're guilty of, but I'm just here to remind you again, friends, that you're being lied to. Stacy from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Well, thank you for all you're doing. You're absolutely right about everything you're saying. People have been deceived. I was one. I'm now awake. What can we do? Can we set up our own parallel society and start holding people accountable in that society? We get one county where treason is not okay. We have one judge that, I mean, how do we do this?
You're right. Well, I think what we have to do is understand that what they're pushing the people to is exactly the response they're going to get. So what we have to do is make sure that every step of the way that we're doing this lawfully. And I say that because we need to remember that many of these provocateurs that are sent in and bust in, they're all paid for by corruption within the halls of government. They're trying to create domestic insurrection where it gets physical. I'm saying to the people that we do it peacefully and lawfully, and we hold them accountable and get to the point where there's no turning back. Tim Walz needs to be behind bars awaiting trial. Keith Ellison needs to be behind bars awaiting trial. Ilhan Omar in the state of Minnesota, no question about it. This Fatah, this guy's been busted, the guy running for mayor. He's been busted for voter fraud. He's been busted with over $500,000. They stole $250 million of the people's money from the state of Minnesota. The people, all 5.9 million people in the state, need to stand up. They also need to stand up and hold accountable the agencies that are protecting these people in committing crimes against we the people. I don't think people realize that.
Every state needs a county to begin with that is going to say no, and they'll hear no, because you're not going to just get Tim Walz any accountability with the judges, the corruption that is already knee deep.
Yeah.
We have to have a place to stand from, which means every state needs to get Christians.
And by the way, Stacey, those judges and those prosecutors that are withholding prosecution concerning those that I just named, they need to be held accountable too, because they're not above the law. And I've heard senators tell it to me just a couple weeks ago. I've heard representatives tell it to me. I've heard sheriffs tell it to me. We feel like our hands are tied behind our back. Hey, whoa, wait a second. You said before you took your oath that you were going to uphold the law against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Now you get there and now you want to play the punk, speaking youth talk here. Now you want to play the punk and say that your hands are tied because you don't want to ruin your career. Well, you're ruining the lives of millions of people through your inaction. I'm tired of it, Stacey. And the people in the state are tired of it. The people in the United States of America are tired of it. But I want to say this again and give you an answer, because I agree with your assessment here. I want you to hear me again. They need to be held accountable. And so do the agencies that are sicked on people for calling them out for their crimes, that are defending these people in their crimes against we the people. I want to say it again. The agencies, the unconstitutional agencies, need to be held accountable for defending these people in their crime. I remember one time, and I see you, Jeff, I'll get you. I remember one time I was in Washington, D.C., and this was during the criminal tenure of foreigner Barack Hussein Obama. And I remember watching all those Secret Service, who, by the way, extract their paychecks from the Treasury Department. Did you know that, Americans? They're not working for you. They're dictating you. They're protecting those that are assailing you and violating the Constitution. That they're treated like kings. Are you tired of this, Americans? That's not American representative. That's a monarchical system of government, and it's un-American. But I remember when I was in D.C. and I looked over and I noticed all these Secret Service protecting Barack Obama while Barack Obama was entertaining America's enemies in the People's White House. You tell me who they work for, friends. These agencies must be held according to the crimes that they're guilty of as well, for protecting these said representatives that are attacking we the people in this country. It's exactly what needs to happen. I said peacefully, and I said lawfully, just to make clear. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Jeff, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. It's all yours. You got about a minute left.
All right, brother. I just want to tee you up about a group in the UK called We Are the Shield. It's a group of 1% of biker, started this group up about 10 months ago, and went legal. The CIC, which is what we call a 501c3 here, he's done everything through the law. They train people to be able to go out in the streets and do like the group there in New York used to do, the guys with the red berets. They didn't fight. They won't fight nobody. But they make a presence known so the children and the women know that there's protection if somebody's messing with them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they've got a lot of the grooming. A lot
I got about 10 seconds. I got about 10 seconds, but
and,
Jeff,
but anyway,
I know.
Anyway, go to wearetheshield.uk. Check them out.
Okay.
You'll be impressed with everything that they're doing. They've got up to 2,500 members so far.
Totally appreciate it, guy. Totally appreciate it. Thank you very much, folks. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. I got you from 1 to 3 tomorrow, Central Standard Time. If you've not been out to the Minnesota State Fair, friends, come on down. Bottom floor, two rows in, east end of the grandstand, Minnesota State Fair from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Again, love you by what we do, and we will talk to you. 1 John 3:18.